Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 8, Scene 3, Naughty Childish Activities. A short time after this incident, both Balaram and Krishna began to crawl on their hands and knees. And when they were crawling like that, they pleased their mothers. The bells, tied to their waist and ankles, sounded fascinating, and they would move around very pleasingly. Sometimes, just like ordinary children, Krishna and Balaram would be frightened by others and would immediately hurry to their mothers for protection. Sometimes they would fall into the clay and mud of Vrindavan and would approach their mothers smeared with clay and saffron. Krishna and Balaram were actually smeared with saffron and sandalwood pulp by their mothers. But due to crawling over muddy clay, Krishna and Balaram would simultaneously smear their bodies with clay. And as soon as they would come crawling to their mothers, Yashoda and Rohini would take Krishna and Balaram on their laps and, covering the lower portion of their saris, allow them to suck their breast. And when the babies were sucking the mother's breast, the mothers would see small teeth coming in. Thus their joy would be intensified seeing their children growing. Sometimes the naughty babies would crawl up to the cowshed, catch the tail of a calf, and stand up. The calves, being disturbed, would immediately begin running here and there, and the children would be dragged over clay and cow dung. Just to see this fun, Yashoda and Rohini would call all their neighboring friends, the gopis. And upon seeing these childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna, the gopis would be merged in transcendental bliss. In their enjoyment, they would laugh very loudly. Both Krishna and Balaram were so restless that their mothers, Yashoda and Rohini, would try to protect them from cows, bulls, monkeys, water, fire, and birds while they were executing their householder duties. Always being anxious to protect the children and to execute their duties, Yashoda and Rohini were not very tranquil. And within a very short time, both Krishna and Balaram began to stand up and slightly move on their legs. When Krishna and Balaram began to walk, other friends of the same age joined them, and together they began to give the highest transcendental pleasure to the gopis, specifically to Mother Yashoda and Rohini. All the gopi friends of Yashoda and Rohini enjoyed the naughty childish activities of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. And in order to enjoy further transcendental bliss, they all assembled and went to Mother Yashoda to lodge complaints against the restless boys. When Krishna was sitting before Mother Yashoda, all the elderly gopis began to lodge complaints against him so that Krishna could hear. And they would say, "Dear Yashoda, why do you not restrict your naughty Krishna? Krishna comes to our houses along with Balaram every morning and evening, and before the milking of the cows, they let loose the calves, and the calves drink all the milk of the cows. So when we go to milk the cows, we find no milk, and we have to return with empty pots. And if we warn Krishna and Balaram about doing this, they simply smile charmingly. So we cannot do anything. Also, your Krishna and Balaram find great pleasure in stealing our stock of yogurt and butter from wherever we keep it. When Krishna and Balaram are thus caught stealing the yogurt and butter, they simply say, "Why do you charge us with stealing? Do you think that butter and yogurt are in scarcity in our homes?" Sometimes Krishna and Balaram steal butter, yogurt, and milk and distribute them to the monkeys. And when the monkeys are well fed and do not take any more, then your two boys simply chide, "Oh, this milk and butter and yogurt are useless. What? Even the monkeys won't take it." And then Krishna and Balaram break the pots and throw them hither and thither. And if we keep our stock of yogurt, butter, and milk in a solitary dark place, your Krishna and Balaram seem to find it in the darkness by the glaring effulgence of the ornaments and jewels on their bodies. If by chance Krishna and Balaram cannot find the hidden butter and yogurt, they go to our little babies and pinch their bodies so that they cry. And then Krishna and Balaram go away. Even if we keep our stock of butter and yogurt high on the ceiling, hanging on a swing, although it is beyond their reach, somehow or other they arrange to reach it by piling all kinds of wooden crates over the grinding machine. Still, if they cannot reach, then they make a hole in the pot. We think, therefore, that you had better take all the jeweled ornaments from the bodies of your two children, Krishna and Balaram. Upon hearing this, Yashoda would say, "All right, I will take away all the jewels from Krishna so that he cannot see the butter hidden in the darkness." "No, no, Yashoda, don't do this. What good will you do by taking away the jewels? We do not know what kind of boys these are. But even without ornaments, they spread some kind of effulgence so that even in the darkness they can see everything. All right, keep your butter and yogurt carefully so that the boys may not reach it." "Yes, actually we do this. But because we are sometimes engaged in our household duties, these naughty boys, Krishna and Balaram, enter our house somehow or other and spoil everything. Sometimes, being unable to steal our butter and yogurt, out of anger, Krishna and Balaram pass urine on the clean floor and sometimes spit on it." "Why, just see your boy now. He is hearing this complaint. All day Krishna and Balaram simply make arrangements to steal our butter and yogurt. And now they sit there just like very silent good boys. Why, just see his face." When Mother Yashoda thought to chastise her boy after hearing all these complaints, Yashoda would look at his pitiable face and, smiling, did not chastise Krishna. "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada."